Morning, Cookie.
Good morning, guys. Never thought we'd be mentioning the Kardashians on this radio show.
Loz's favourite.
Well, who got a run last week, Loz? Nancy Pelosi, someone brought up.
Yes, Nancy Pelosi.
And Loz goes, right. Never thought that name would come along.
What's happened to us?
Cookie, look over your shoulders. We're coming, is what your teammate Latrell Mitchell said to basically everyone else in the NRL after you win against Parramatta last Friday night. Do you share his sentiment?
Well, obviously we know how Latrell plays with passion, and he's a very confident player. And if there's anyone that could probably say that, it's him. And we've got to make sure we do a good job and back up his comments as well. But no doubt we're happy with where we're heading at the moment as a team, and we're playing some good footy. Definitely been building on some of the issues we've had throughout the year, and it's all about being consistent. But the way we're finishing off this season, really going to see where we're at. We had a good win against Para, but tomorrow night's going to be a different game, and get through that one first, and then we've got Cowboys and Roosters. So we play some good footy. And obviously looking to win those games, we'll be in a really good spot for those finals, yeah.
Yeah, Cookie, I was going to ask, how do you get that balance between, do you want an easy run leading into the finals, or do you want a tough three games like you guys have, knowing once you get there, if you do go into the finals winning these three, that you will be full of confidence and playing your best footy? And with that, do you risk someone like Latrell with this groin injury, or if he's not 100%, you just hold him back?
No, he seems pretty good today. Obviously, we'll have a run today as well. But, I like the games that we've got coming up, because actually put us – we're going to know where we're at, because obviously we've been winning some games lately. But like I said, we've got beat Para. They're a really good side. They have been a little bit inconsistent at times. But, we're coming up against, two of the top three sides the next couple of weeks, with the Roosters hitting form too, and Cowboys and Penrith. So those two teams have been consistently in that top three all year, pretty much. So especially after tomorrow night and heading again, we're going to see exactly where we are, and anything we need to improve on, or not so much change, but where to improve before we get there. So I think it's going to be a real good test, and use it to our advantage to see where we're at.
I knew you guys had a performance in you like the other night, Cookie, but I wasn't expecting a 26-0 result against the Eels, who are always a tough footy team. But what impressed you most with your performance?
Yeah, probably the to nil part, especially when we were up. Last week against Warriors, we had a good lead, but came out in the second half and dropped off our standards of completion and defence and discipline. We're probably lucky we had that good lead that we could, had a bit of score on pressure at the end, where they had a few errors and we scored an extra couple of tries. But I think on the weekend, it was a full performance the whole game. And especially the last 5 minutes, they'll try and everything, throwing a few offloads out the back, and trying to score some points, and we kept scrambling. Wasn't the prettiest defence, but we stopped the tries. So I think that was just a real good sign of our mindset of protecting our goal line, which has been a big work on for us this year, leaking easy points. So I think that was a real good sign of a team that's looking after each other out there.
And looking ahead to this huge match against the Panthers, well, how's Latrell's groin? I'm sure you love being asked that, Cookie, but how is it?
Yeah, well, he seems fine as far as I know. He's playing. I'm sure they'll test him out today. He left the training, left the field early the other day. But I heard it was just tightness and a bit sore, but no damage. He hasn't had a scan or anything, I believe. So as far as I know, he's playing, mate. So, he's in really good form, been building really nicely. I thought his power game was his best since he's returned. He's been building nicely. So we've just got to keep doing what we're doing and putting those star players in those positions so they can, play their game.
Penrith are coming off a loss to Melbourne, and they didn't score any points last weekend. In your review, who's the key players you need to shut down? And I can't believe he's been named, and I don't know whether he'll play or not, but Liam Martin, I don't know whether you saw him roll his ankle or not last weekend, but it'll be a miracle if he plays. But when you look at this team from Penrith, and there's no Cleary and Luai, who's the key figure in that team, do you think?
Yeah, obviously Liam, that ankle didn't look too good last week. I was hearing he's going to be out for a couple of weeks, but I know he's one tough guy, so you never know if he'll be out there tomorrow. Big inclusion of Edwards as well. And on Edwards, the back five, I think that's where they're so strong. they do such a great job getting their team forward and out of their own end and on the front foot. So I think their back five's, you know, averaging, you know, something like 700 metres or something it is, or even more. So that's a big one for us tomorrow. We've got to make sure that we're completing our sets and getting a good kick away and defending their back five, you know, first few carries of every set, because they're doing such a great job of getting them on the front foot. And that's how Penrith play. They get forward, they play a real disciplined game and keep kicking your corners, wait for you to make errors, and then, you know, strike when they're on their line. So we can't let them get into that position, because, you know, no matter, they've got two halves out who normally they're starting halves, but the guys in there are doing a great job and they've still got a lot of threat. With obviously Edwards, Crichton, Kickow as well, and Yo, and well, Coruscant. So, mate, I've almost named the whole side. So, yeah, they've got great talent there, even though those two guys are out. So it's going to be a big game and one that's really going to see where we're at.
And, Cookie, you get, well, Lachlan Ilias, but also Campbell Graham back as well from a fractured cheekbone. I think he's one of your unsung heroes. Probably doesn't get the plaudits he deserves.
Oh, mate, here he does for sure. I can't, you know, give him enough praise for what he does on the field. I see what he does. He gets us out of our own end as well. He's one of those guys that takes those tough carries and doesn't walk away from, you know, shy away from the hard work. And in defence, he's so strong as well. So, you know, in the past, we've, you know, put him up against Kickout and, you know, big bodies out there, and he's done his job out there and held his own really well. And, you know, I'm really happy to have him back. He's someone that all the boys love playing alongside of as well. So, yeah, real happy to have him back in the side tomorrow.
Reading in the paper today, Jai Arrow's been battling a stomach bug, but there's a bit of rivalry between he and Spencer Leanu. What's that all about?
I don't know. What? Any update? What have you got?
Apparently, full time, last time you played each other.
Oh, I do. Yeah, briefly remember that. Oh, good. That'll add to tomorrow.
Nice.
Spencer might want to go straight through his ribs then tomorrow if he's got a bit of a stomach issue. See how that happens. Jai was a bit sick the other day and didn't have to do weights, so that might have been just an excuse to get out of that. But he's in his.
He's not running scared, is he?
No, I'm staying away from him, but whatever he's got. So hopefully he gets through training today, all good. But yeah, he looked a bit. He was out there. He's tough, Jai. Never complains about anything, but he was. You could tell he just wasn't himself the other day at training. So hopefully he's feeling better today and even more so tomorrow.
Cookie, Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga, he was asked about, well, one position where depth is no problem. And what was that position? It was your position at hooker, of course. What would it mean to you to go to a World Cup?
Mate, it'd be a dream come true to go over the World Cup. It's one thing I'd love to do. And it's obviously with COVID pushed it back a couple of years. And so, you know, to go over there and, you know, represent your country and play in the World Cup and obviously, you know, want to go on and win that as well would be something that, you know, not many players get to do. So, you know, it's a bit weird answering this question when I know Loz is listening as well. I think he's passed the stuff. But, mate, yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, what a talking with him. Clarkie, that was a front foot defence he'd be proud of.
Yeah, what else can he say? Like, how hard is it, Loz? Just pick him. It's not that difficult. Like, to me, I'll speak for you, Cookie. Mate, best number nine in the game. It's a no-brainer. Should have been played, what, 2 years ago the World Cup when he was playing his absolute best. Still gold, Cookster. You're in for me.
I appreciate it, mate.
Pick for me. You can take a spare nine. Oh. That's going to be what I will that's going to be your
Cookie,
beef.
You're
gonna, are you going to take... Are you going to take Ben Hunt as the spare nine or bench or Coruscant? That's the only decision you got. Oh, and the other dude from Manly as well. What's his name? From Melbourne.
Harry Grant.
Yeah, he's not bad either, Harry. Yeah, well, that's your decision. You got three to pick one spot for the bench. Cookie's your starter.
You've just described exactly why this is the most difficult position.
I don't see what's difficult about that.
Well, you just named 48 players.
No, I named one as the number nine, Cookie. And now I named three to pick for your 14.
Oh, okay, sweet. You've really narrowed
Seems
it down.
Seems very simple to me.
Done.
Let me know if you want me to come to that selection meeting, Loz. I'll help you out.
It's a great position for Australia to be in. We've got a lot of depth in all positions.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have a good side.
All right, what do you got for us today, Cookie?
Well, it was good value to a few scratchings, but it is the favourite, race five, number five, at Sydney today.
Race five, five.
Loz, I was thinking,
Barticelli.
Have you got a tip, Loz, and we'll just multi him up?
You know what? We have.
Bandied together.
Ooh. Is it a change? You all right with that, Loz, being on the same team?
Yeah, I'm all right being on the same team.
Not competing against him?
No, I'll go the second favourite. Hell, I am.
No, well, you've said to multi them up. Have you got another tip? And we'll multi them up.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. I was looking at that
he wants
race.
Blood still.
Right, hang on. Well, here we go. Hang on. I'll just give me a quick look. Boys, keep talking while I have a look, please.
Pick a number.
Yeah, we've got to pick a race.
Pick both.
Oh. you've really done it to him now, Cookie.
Yeah, he's under pressure too, because you've been in good form, Daly.
Yeah,
so I you have. Sure you want to touch it unprepared?
Rightio. Race 3, number 1.
3-1 is... Oh, that was Davo's tip. Star Sparks. Okay, that'll do. Star Sparks with race 5, number 5, which is Bartoszelli. For John Thompson and Nashua Willer, $3.70, favourite with Tab. Cookie, go well against the Panthers, mate. Thanks so much.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.